This is the Prather Point.
The news is fake. The polls fixed. The pundits lie. The politicians cheat. The swamp is deep. The enemy desperate. They push fear, hate, death, and ignorance. And in their ignorance, they mistake power for force. Power is not force. Intimidation is not inspiration. Power and inspiration come from God. God is not with us, but we are with God. The enemy denies God, and so, in the end, they will be powerless. I'm a retired soldier, CIA, DIA intelligence collector, and ex-DEA special agent, targeted by the deep state, turned whistleblower, now your intelligence officer, repurposed as chaplain, teacher, leader, and truth teller. My new mission, restore our fallen republic. Objective, defeat the deep state. Means, expose fake news. Tools, truth, discernment, and free will. Attention, deep state Dems, Antifa, rhinos, BLM, and assorted traitors and enemies, foreign and domestic. Your masks won't silence us. Your riots don't scare us. Your shutdowns won't stop us. You're not as disciplined as the British. You're not as organized as the Nazis. You're not as fierce as the Imperial Japanese. You're not as brutal as ISIS. And we beat them all. You're next. Welcome. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is the Prather Point. Welcome, everybody. Kind of getting in here last minute. Had some spy tradecraft happening there. Somebody is accessing my printer, and so I was running around looking for somebody with a stingray or something like that, or I just might be paranoid, but, you know, deep state's been after me since 2004 till 2 years ago, so you're not paranoid if they're actually out to get you. Great show today, but first, I'm always getting asked for my film recommendations, and so this week I watched certain films, you know, at certain times of the year. I just, for Memorial Day, I just watched Taking Chance, and I had my family watch Taking Chance, and that's a great film, and it's a true story. You can look up the real story of Chance Phelps on YouTube, and the movie with Kevin Bacon playing a Marine, excellent. And the other one, of course, was The Best Years of Our Lives. The only movie where one actor who was a soldier, a paratrooper like me, won two Oscars, and it swept the Oscars in 1946. And it's there's no violence. It's just, well, there's one punch, but it's three veterans coming home from World War II. It's a fabulous movie. Best Years of Our Lives, inexpensive date, bottle of wine, popcorn with your significant other, wife, husband, girlfriend, boyfriend. But this week, it's without a doubt, tomorrow, June 4th, that's Midway. That's the anniversary of Midway. When the Army paid me to go to Hawaii to teach 250 soldiers for one day, that was like an easy assignment because usually I was at Camp Shelby teaching 600 soldiers a day with 10 assistant instructors. But I went out and saw the map on the floor of the Arizona Memorial before you go out, Midway's Midway Point. But the new Midway is excellent. It really shows the excellence in intelligence from Naval Intelligence Officer Layton and Rochefort, the code breaker, the guy in the slippers and robes. And the news version is really great, and you should watch it, and they predict it. With the patterns, and they find AF code. I've talked about AF as the code before. And we caught the Japanese by surprise, and in one day we changed the course of the war, because the Japanese, that was the first time the Japanese ever retreated. That was and the Doolittle Raid, which is shown in there, is the first time the homeland was ever hit. The kamikaze, later known as kamikazes, divine winds, were the divine winds that blew the Chinese and Korean fleets out previously from coming to the mainland. So we were the first to ever hit mainland Japan with the Doolittle Raid, the one-way Doolittle Raid, and we were the first time they ever retreated on Midway fighting our Navy, because we changed the course of the war with great intelligence. Layton and Rochefort predicted And they were off by 5 miles, 5 minutes, and 5 degrees. So that was just amazing. So the new and the new Midway is really good. And Yamamoto is really showing well. Everybody is. The old Midway is okay because it shows divine providence and that when the Japanese scout planes are still out there, when the Japanese scout planes finally find our fleet, the Japanese plane that had launched an hour late goes to call it in and the radio doesn't work. And that makes all the difference and gives us a half an hour. And so that's really cool. So you're always asking me for my movie recommendations. So the Midway, the new Midway is great. The old Midway is okay. And then, of course, on June 6th, well, you got to watch The Longest Day with every movie star in it. And some guys like Eddie Albert, who actually fought on D-Day. John Wayne's in there, but he did not ever serve, by the way. But fabulous movie because D-Day, the advisors, the military advisors on The Longest Day actually fought. And of course, as a paratrooper, and I broke my leg on St. Mary-Église drop zone, you can watch the airborne come down in St. Mary-Église as they get slaughtered by the Nazis in their own parachutes. Oh, I'm already getting emotional. And you can also watch the hardest thing happen ever is the Rangers climb the cliffs at Pont du Hoc under airborne, under Nazi fire. It's just incredible acts of heroism. So that's our heritage, and you should learn our heritage, and you should know who Nimitz and Doolittle and Halsey are, and what the Rangers did on D-Day, and what the airborne endured, and it is amazing. Oh, man, I'm getting all emotional here. But anyway, those are my movie recommendations. Team America Medical is stood up and working on the not vax, which is the real problem with the shedding. I've got two doctors, a naturopath, and two nurses working that. That is going fabulous, and all the teams are standing up, and I'm going to have something out very shortly about better security for comms. And I see the debates going on between the teams, and I'm really proud of you guys, like I said, and gals, for getting together and doing everything that you're doing. It's just that we deserve privacy. Everybody from the post office to your phone is spying on you. We have nothing to hide, but we should be able to talk privately because we're not doing anything illegal, immoral, or unethical or violent, unlike the toxic, corrupt government that funds Antifa. And I haven't checked today, but somebody check, you know, Antifa.com still goes to whitehouse.gov. And before Biden, puppet Biden came in, I'm sure I know that Antifa.com went to Biden.com because that's the covert militia. I don't have your comments from YouTube because I'm in YouTube timeout for being a bad sheep. Of course, I'm not a sheep at all, but you know, a bad sheep. But before I get into our great guest, I'm really excited to have, and he's patiently waiting. DHS is thinking about removing the gang questions from the green card application so that they can have just unlimited criminal activity where they're smuggling drugs, human beings, and weapons. That's what that's all about. And the same guy who was putting that together was the guy who did the it's Mayorkas. He oversaw the creation of the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals Program, the DACA Dreamers Program. But really, this is about letting criminals do whatever they want. I've been talking to a lot of police officers and just taught HMAC last night with some police officers there. And it's a rough time to be a police officer. And I just posted on Patreon how they've gelded the military. And you can see that there as well. And the DOJ is released its comprehensive strategy for reducing violent crime. Really, that is about working with local neighborhoods. And back in the 2000s, they gave money to ACORN, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, very corrupt organization. And this is what Eric Holder, who I got in a fight with, and then the follow-on, I can't think of her name at the moment. We're creating these neighborhood liaison organizations, safe cities, so that they could liaison with the criminals. And the victims are the people of color in these cities. But that's really what's happened. And that's what happens with HIDA money, high intensity drug trafficking area money. And I just did a show with Tommy's podcast yesterday. Nice young guy. and he had Ed Morales on there. Ed Morales is my old friend and my undercover. He's the hero of the legend. He's the legendary gunfighter in the Miami gunfight. It was great to catch up with him. And if you want to see that, that's on my Patreon or on Tommy's podcast. The last thing I want to say before I bring on a guest is that they're going to rename the coronavirus because everybody's associating it with China, which is who did it. So they're going to use Greek letters so to cover themselves even more. Fauci, if you're watching, is breaking, lying. He's getting caught. And really, whether that's Newsmax or Fox, like, hey, it looks like it's from Wuhan. I broke this early. George Webb broke this early. This is just a smokescreen. The bioweapon that was a psychological operations vector for economic battle is already done. This is all mental masturbation now, just like the mask masturbation. It means nothing now. Don't be fooled by that at all. And I think it's funny that they're going to use Greek letters because my guest is Harry the Greek, and I'm going to bring him on now. And welcome, Harry. Thanks for coming on. And thanks for being so patient there as I'm running around and jumping in my car and looking for bad guys.
I don't mind waiting. It's your show.
Well, so I want to salute you and congratulate you for your patriotism and for your excellent investigative journalism. And maybe you guys don't know who Harry is, but that's the title of this show is Brass Balls Harry. And that's because he has a brassballs.blog that you should definitely check out. And we don't see any real journalism in here where we see tan talking heads repeating themselves. But he's doing a lot of very important work. And I wanted to start off with you talking about your work with John Sullivan on January 6th and the Ashley Babbitt conspiracy to murder and with CNN. So why don't you tell us about that?
The big breakthrough was within the last week on that particular case. The Justice Department filed a motion to seize assets. And John Sullivan was the fellow that was involved of filming the murder of Ashley Babbitt, a retired Air Force veteran. And the curious thing about that was he was paid by six different media organizations, including CNN and NBC, and the total of these amounts about $90,000. Copies of the contracts are in my stories. And the key thing was I'm reading through all these different documents. You never know what you're going to find. And I see that the prosecution starts talking about racketeering statutes and how they're going to use those to freeze his assets. Out of nowhere, this thing comes. Well, once you start introducing racketeering, that means there's more than just one person that's involved in this. And the actual money, the first $35,000 he got was before the January 6th murder of Babbitt. And that account's been seized by the Justice Department. Now, how in the heck can this guy get a contract with CNN, get paid $35,000, and the title of the video in the contract says, "The Shooting of January 6th in the Capitol"? How do they knew there was going to be a shooting on January 6th in the Capitol unless they were in on it? This case got real interesting real fast. The case was pulled. Sullivan is a resident of Salt Lake City, and he was initially charged in Salt Lake City federal court. Well, Judge Emmett Sullivan, now this is a different Sullivan, they're different families, but Judge Emmett Sullivan should be familiar with people in your audience because he's the guy that has consistently ruled against any type of Trump policy when he was president. And on top of that, he was the guy in the Mike Flynn case that was trading barbs with Sidney Powell in court. And if Mike Flynn wasn't pardoned, Sullivan would have given Mike Flynn the maximum of 5 years. So that's basically a little bit of the background. But I want your viewers to understand that what I talk about today has nothing to do with my opinion. My opinion is really meaningless, and I try to keep out opinion out of all my different stories. I keep out adjectives, and I want people to focus on the story. I just use a pen name of Harry the Greek, not to protect my identity, because you can't protect it, but to leave the focus on the story rather than who's writing the story. It doesn't matter who's writing the story, but the story's getting out. And believe me, I get a lot of help. I spend a lot of time going through the court documents. And I hope that's a brief summary of what's going on. And I think the next court hearing on the Sullivan case is in Washington, D.C. Federal Court on July 26th at, I think it's 1 p.m. It's in my story. There's a copy of the actual court record that's got the date and time of it. But these are pending charges, and he remains free without bond. All these people that the FBI has rounded up, over 500 of them will happen to be at the event. They're in jail pending court trials. And here's the guy that was there filming a murder that he knew in advance was going to take place, and he's free as a bird.
Yeah, and he's Antifa. Without a doubt. And he's the black guy who there's videos of the Antifa and Blantifa guy, BLM and Antifa, Blantifa, I say, changing in the bushes. And of course, all the fake news propaganda press, including Newsmax. Newsmax is Fox, is CNN, is MSNBC. They're all paid off. Anderson Cooper worked at CIA before. The only place he worked before CNN was CIA. And they're calling it an insurrection, which it wasn't. And there were no weapons seized. And they opened the gates. All those videos are up there. But what's important here for Team America to pay attention to today is that the legal system, they are manipulating it, but it also works against them because. They could 15 years, 04 to 2 years ago, Deep State came after me. I was never convicted of anything. When Eric Holder was after me and the DOJ and the DEA, I never was charged with anything. Trump got off through two impeachments, fake impeachments. The Mueller report was a fake. General Flynn, and that's where Judge Sullivan, corrupt, was going to actually brought himself into the case. I forget the term, but while they manipulate the system, the legal system somewhat still works. Now, that's going to be important later on, Team America and Team Ohio and other teams in particular, as we do a deep dive here today with Harry. But what Harry's saying is that they signed these contracts before the shootings. That's what you're saying, right? And it said the shooting.
Only one contract was signed before the shooting. That was with CNN. The other contracts were ancillary to the event. He had in order to get the $35,000 from CNN, the fine print says that CNN had to have an exclusive of his video for 2 weeks. Then NBC came in with another $35,000. The Australia Media Network came in with about $3,000 to $6,000, and two other organizations came in with money. And they also purchased the same video that was available to CNN. But CNN knew what was going to happen before this event.
Well, there's also, if I recall, there's a CNN reporter congratulating Sullivan on camera saying, "Hey, we did it. We got in." I'm right on that, right?
I'm unaware of that.
So, yeah, I believe I've seen that. So if you look, so for my listeners, I have pointed out over the past year, the covert operations. So the Blantifa so-called demonstrations are smoke. They're terrorist riots, but we used to pop smoke and throw it and move under the Blantifa riots are smoke screens, and you can find the leaders, the shooters, the blockers, the recorders, all of those elements. And that was all leading up to the false flag, which I warned people about on January 6th. And you can see them, hey, no, you get up in there leading everybody, you know, just like Enemy at the Gates, where the communists are shooting their own, at their own troops, saying, get up there and fight. So they're being shot at from the enemy from the front, and they are being shot at from their officers in the rear. That's what's going on here. That's what's being covered up, and that's why that's crucial. Now, don't get your hopes up because, oh my gosh, it's moved to Utah is far from the swamp, the headquarters of the swamp. And Utah's got its problems because it's LDS, it's Mormon, and because of their language requirements, and I've worked with a lot of Mormons, I have a lot of friends who are Mormons, but because they have to do their language requirements for their overseas missions, they're deep inside the FBI and the CIA and the Army language units. That's a fact. So, and I certainly don't agree with their chaplaincy is more orthodox than LDS. But moving that case to D.C. Puts it back in the head of the swamp, and Sullivan is the most corrupt next to Berman. I guess Berman would be the next most corrupt judge.
Yeah, Trutman is my choice. That's way ahead of the other two, but go ahead. That's a different story.
So they're going to bury this thing. But RICO and racketeering, I've worked lots of RICO, that goes to local gangs. So that means Blantifa, that means BLM Antifa, that means cartels. That could tie in, but they're going to control it and they're going to limit it just like they did with the FISA warrant. So, but that's okay because I want you to see Harry's great, extraordinary, heroic reporting and then what we can do about that. Now, they moved it because they couldn't control it in Utah.
That's right.
But in D.C., they can control it. I got one Team America D.C. guy by himself, so he's got to link up with Team Virginia. And there's like three in Vermont. That's, you know, deep state center. I mean, there's others, but they're hiding. But anything before we move on, is there anything else you want to say about that case, Harry?
Yes, I do. People ought to realize that before Trump left office, Antifa was he signed an executive order saying that they are domestic terrorists. And on top of that, the Department of Treasury and the State Department also agreed. So Antifa are domestic terrorists. That law hasn't been changed. Congress hasn't changed it. Biden hasn't changed it. And John Sullivan, I've seen videos where he admits he's the president of Antifa in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's in charge of the Utah chapter.
Yeah, and there's videos of guys paying him off. All those videos. Anybody in FinCEN, I've worked with the IRS, but we could track this. If they let us do our job, the FBI, if they were for real, and if FBI, if you are for real, stand up, be counted. I'm going to be on Ann Vanderseel's show tomorrow because she was being hassled by TSA, and I'm going to talk about what you can do about that and how you should call us out if we're not living up to our standards. But this is now, they're going to control it, but it is leaking out. It's not blowing up, but it is leaking out because of Harry's great investigative reporting. But anyway, so let's move on to, I've been seeing a lot of stuff from Team Ohio, and they're like, hey, well, we got to figure out what we're going to do. Well, this is where you get the intelligence to figure out your priorities. I'm not talking about the Arizona audit because Maricopa is doing great. I taught HMAC last night, and there was an initiation graduate that's going up to the audit. There was one of my senior HMAC guys who was working with the Rangers on security up the audit. The audit is squared away. So we're working behind the scenes, and that's really what Team America should be doing, even though we're not doing anything illegal, immoral, unethical, or violent. But just like one of them's a fireman, he goes, hey, there's a couple buildings near the audit that could easily go up. That's a distraction. And then when everybody goes there, EMS goes there, now they come in and grab the audits or whatever, burn that up. So we have to be proactive. And so I told him, hey, I told the fireman to get with the security guy who's working with the Rangers, who's, you know, working with Shelby, who's working with Ken. You got to be proactive about this stuff. Not illegal like they are, but proactive. So to win, you cannot stay on the defensive. Any basic ROTC cadet knows that. Eventually, you have to take the offensive. That's why Korea and Vietnam, no win. You got to eventually go on the offensive to win. That's basic military science. So this is an example now, Team America and Team Ohio in particular today, what we're going to talk about next is how we can flank them using the legal system. So I'm going to let you take the floor about Ohio and Somalia. I'm going to put this up here if you're ready for me to.
I'm ready.
Okay. There we go. Okay, the floor is yours, sir.
All right. If you notice the date on this, it's right in the bottom part of this where it says case 120 CR. That means criminal Z00424 cab. And look at the date on it. This is April 19th this year. This year. Now, this pertains to the child trafficking case out of Strongsville, Ohio. Strongsville is a suburb of Cleveland. I've lived in Strongsville since 1989. And European Adoptions Consultants has been around since 91. And they were selling children, according to the State Department that closed them down last year on May 28th. And ABC ran a story on it. CNN actually sent reporters to Uganda and interviewed judges and child workers where judges were paid off to fudge different documents so these kids can come in and be sold. And lo and behold, on this one, I'm reading this case in a defense is complaining that out of 8,000 adoptions since 1991, their client, Margaret Cole Hughes, that's their client, they're only charging her with being involved in 40 of the adoptions out of Poland, only 40. And this particular document here was introduced by the defense. And it says, right, this is from Nashville, Tennessee, from the federal court. And a federal judge by the name of Haynes back in March of 2010 had 30 sealed indictments. Look at the memorandum that he's got up here. 30 defendants charged with various conspiracies, including enticing, harboring, and transporting minor females under the age of 18 to exploit minors for commercial sex, and as well as charges of obstruction of justice. These cases were unsealed the following year, but all of a sudden now, this case is directly linked by defense attorneys to that 00424 case, and that's Margaret Cole Hughes, who's currently facing trials for all kinds of different violations, and her key associates. This group was run by all women. People ought to understand this. It was designed to make money. I can verify through the court records. They admit that out of 8,000 adoptions, it netted this organization $200 million. $200 million. And in the process of being closed down, our governor, Michael DeWine, in 2017, when he was attorney general, he filed a case to try to shut down this organization, and he tried to recoup money that parents actually paid to this organization, European Adoption Consultants, and lo and behold, he couldn't find anybody to give the money to. The only amount of money that he was able to find was $170,000, and guess where that money went? Guess who ended up getting that money? It wasn't parents. It was the state of Ohio right in the general fund. Now, where did the money go? Where do the children go? When you have that kind of money going through, with that type of activity and tied in with Somali gangs that not only were selling children, and going through this case, they were using interstate truckers going between Minneapolis, Columbus to Nashville, and back and forth and back and forth, renting these 14-year-old girls by the week for sex.
On the trucker, on the trucks, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's how truck prostitution works. They put them in the cab. There's a bed in the back of the cab. Yeah.
So I saw this and then started going through this case. And when I go in the court records, it's you have to pay for these anywhere from 10 cents to $2 a page. But I went in there, and for the first time, I hit this highlighted area called Associated Cases. And I said, well, I try to hit every button I can because you never know what you're going to uncover. I uncovered 200 more cases that involved the same, you know, the El Chapo's drug gang. You mentioned the Fast and Furious with Holder before. This group, the European Adoption Consultants, is tied to them because the federal court has said it they are tied in. So now instead of just prosecuting four people, all the key people of the European Adoption Consultants, now we're up to 245. 16 have been acquitted. Their appeals have gone through the Cincinnati Appeals Court. Cincinnati is the court where the appeals go for the Tennessee cases. But I can tell you going through this, these cases involve murder. They involved
murdering children.
Well, I don't know who
murdering
they were.
Murdering and raping children.
One of them was a pharmacist that worked for a Walgreens out of Baltimore. And he's going to be serving. It could be as many as 10 years. He was threatening to kill somebody because he was selling meth. And
I've seen cases in
Portland, Atlanta, New Orleans, Brownsville, Texas. You name a city, it's there. Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And I just don't have the time to go through another 200 or so cases to put all this together. I can tell you point blank that the attorneys for the defense for the European Adoption Consultants group, they're the ones that introduced it. And thank God they were stupid enough to admit it.
So that's excellent. And I actually am from Cincinnati out of St. Joseph's Orphanage, and I hired on DEA out of there as well. But and I actually have trained some great Somali people I just let my armed security guard company go in Arizona. But the important point here, especially for Team America and in particular for Team Ohio as trying to figure out their mission is, so if we go back and we look at Hillary's laptops, where the detectives working Hillary's laptops were thrown up and then they were killed. And I've seen some of those images. And then that disappears along with her servers. And then we think about Hunter's three hard drives that came out from the Free China movement that had him abusing Asian children as well. And then we see Biden just walked over to give, he couldn't fondle him, but the mom was, what a foolish mom, sitting there letting Biden at a speech walk over and said, oh, if Jill Biden saw me, I'd be in trouble because he couldn't sniff him and fondle him like he's doing. You can see the photographs of Obama with the little Asian girl kneeling on the yacht with George Clooney. You can see him fondling her in the White House in the chair. This is total validation of all of the child trafficking, which is really slavery. Which is the worst sin, which goes right along with their sin of murdering the unborn babies, not abortion fetuses. I just talked about Gosnell, and you should all watch Gosnell and see that. But here's the key about this, that while most Americans are now against the murder of the unborn, and we should be, not abortion, the murder of the unborn, of babies, life begins at conception, And Planned Parenthood is selling unfrozen fresh baby parts to the FDA. Those documents have come out through Veritas as well. These major cases get controlled, just as the Sullivan case was pulled by Sullivan to, well, somebody gave it to him because he's paid off and corrupt, to DC, where they can control it. This one is not. This is what I mean by flanking. So we're not going to do what they do. We're not going to addict somebody to drugs. If you watch, I just turned on, I think I said this on the other cast the other day, is I got to look at CNN and Fox for intelligence, certainly not for news. I can barely stand any of it. It used to be funny. Now it's just pathetic. But they were advertising some drug to counter some other drug for mental instability and for paranoia. These are commercials that are going on. So they want to surveil you. And if you see counter surveillance, then they want you drugged up, fattened up, and dumbed down so that you send your kids to them and you sit there and let your little girls be approached by Biden. So, but the way we can do this, because we're not going to do anything like that because we have standards and we have ethics and morals, but we are flanking them, and Harry is flanking, providing great intelligence, analyzed information through his investigative journalism to approach this from another side, because this will tie back in. He just said this tied into Chapo. Well, that ties into Fast and Furious. Well, that's how I went from hero to zero, is when I got called to headquarters and said, well, Leonhardt and Tandy destroyed my case against the Sinaloan cartel. We have a deal with some, and then it came out. This is how we can do it. It's not easy. It's not fun. It takes a lot of work. But Team Ohio in particular and Team Cleveland can link up with Harry and start to work these issues and tie these things together, because when they do put racketeering charges, I'm talking now about the Sullivan case, they may dismiss that. They're certainly going to control it, like they've done with FISA, like they've done with Kleinsmith. But it has been acknowledged. And Harry's saying, hey, there's other cases. I couldn't even look at them all. So there's other ways to flank them in this. And that's important. And that's why I'm trying to stand up now. And I haven't gotten responses yet, but I'm going to put it out again, is Legal Team America and Lynn Wood. You know, I support Lynn Wood. But Lynn Wood's not calling me back. Lynn Wood said, call me. He's not calling me back. I don't know what's going on. I still support Lynn Wood and General Flynn and President Trump. And I know Mike Lindell. But I don't know why he's not calling me back. I don't know whether he's afraid I'm going to say too many tough things or what. But I'm looking for Legal Team America to start working these issues. And for example, Legal Team America in Ohio to focus on this, to go around the big cases where they're protecting and stopping. Because Hunter was at the inauguration. Everybody's like, where's Hunter? Well, he's right there. And he's going to lecture at Tulane. So we're not going to get in that way, but we can get in these. Does that make sense, Harry?
Yes, it does. Matter of fact, I'm getting some help covering these court cases. I've got volunteers to cover the one case we've gotten the one adoption case in Atlanta. I've got a team to go to the Cleveland Federal Court to cover that. That Mrs. Robin Longoria case, they've continued her sentencing six times. First, she was supposed to be sentenced in Cleveland in September of 2019. Then Bill Barr pulled the case to Fort Worth, Texas, for her to be able to plead guilty over the phone without having to even get booked or make an appearance in the Cleveland court. Well, now all these different virus protocols have been lifted. Well, the judge reversed that order. Now she has to show up in Cleveland court, and she's 60 years old. She used to work for BlackRock Financial out of Dallas, and I can't connect them any more than what I just told you, but I saw that on her resume that she posted on the internet. And it just keeps on getting bigger.
BlackRock's got a lot of problems, a lot of stuff back to Israel as well, a lot of issues. But this is the dark economy of human beings, primarily children, and drugs, and now PPE, and weapons. I entered on the Fast and Furious weapon end of it, but you know, Benghazi was an extension of that, Syria was an extension of that, and now you're seeing the other angles. You know, the guns in Fast and Furious were going south for some drugs coming north, and now Harry's tying that into Chapo because this is the deep state. The deep state doesn't earn
it. I didn't tie it. It was in the court records. And
but you're exposing it. So your blog is brassballs.blog, and people how can they contact you?
Well, let's see. I've got a Patreon. They can contact you. I mean, I'm publicly available. George Webb and John McDuff O'Loughlin have helped me out tremendously. The Neighborhood News Studio out of Michigan. We got the volunteer to handle the Fort Worth, Texas case because on their very first show, we actually had a volunteer call from Dallas that was willing to cover that event for us.
Excellent. That's really key. So Team America, listen up, because they've got DC blocked off with National Guard troops from Michigan that they've poisoned everything. Those guys are not going to stay on their side. And they're losing, like I say, our ranks grow daily and theirs decrease daily. This is the terrain is human in fifth generational information influence operations. They're losing daily and they cannot take all these flanking attacks in all these different areas. The Arizona audit started it. And then I helped connect in with some folks I was working with, Georgia, and now Pennsylvania's out there. New Hampshire's connecting in. Same thing here. Is this can be connected in. You can volunteer to help Harry. And this isn't a history lesson. I get emails from like, well, what about
this is going on right now?
Right. What about the English? What about the Khazarians? I'm like, I'm not doing history. I'm trying to restore our republic.
That's right.
I'm going to shoot the bad guy closest to me first.
That's right.
This is a great opportunity to pursue justice and also extend the cases out, because this is what's going to happen with the deep state. They've got this infrastructure that they developed all over the country, but it's starting to fall apart.
I want to interrupt you for a second, Jeffrey.
Sure, sure.
Can you take down that blog post here for a second? I think the audience are probably bored. That's what they rather look at you than me, but that's all right. But I've contacted every media source that I could find that covered the original cases in St. Paul, Minneapolis, on the Somali gangs. The first stories appeared in 2010, and their police chief back then saying that this goes back, the people that they had arrested goes back to 2001. So we're already back to 2001, and I've dug back, and actually this organization, I've gotten the corporate records from the state of Ohio. It goes back to 1991, and it was actually set up in 1989 when President George Walker Bush was president. He helped this Robert E. Hughes family set up this account. It's a fake charity. They admitted it from day one. And the intent was to provide money for his family. And it was Bob Hughes, he's the former chairman of the Ohio Republican Party, that helped deliver the vote for Bush that got him elected president. Now, Hughes didn't take any of the money. There's nothing to be traced there. But all of his friends, you know, all of his family relatives got it, including his son, Robert E. Hughes III, and he works in the FBI. And guess what case he worked on? His mom's case. And guess what? He also worked with James Comey. He also worked with Andy McCabe and Peter Strzok in the counterintelligence unit out of Washington, D.C. I've got that one of my stories. The source is the FBI press release. Boy, these primary sources are great if you can put it together. Well, Robert E. Hughes was promoted, and magically, not a whole lot of evidence shows up. Although the defense attorneys for his mom say that the amount of documents in this case exceeds all the written word that's in the Library of Congress.
Wow.
All right.
I asked Ed Morales, a real FBI agent, hero of the Miami gunfight, yesterday if he knew that the head of FBI Foreign Counterintelligence, Strzok, was also a CIA employee, and he did not know that. So that's an example, because if there was ever a good FBI agent, it's Ed Morales. I'll tell you right now. Everybody knows, anybody who's a shooter and a primary firearms instructor knows Ed Morales in the Miami gunfight. But he didn't know that. Everybody's busy.
I wrote story two years ago, and the source was the CIA. On a press release, there it was. From 1998, Strzok was a CIA agent. Not an FBI agent. He was CIA.
And there's a program where they will do joint stuff.
Yes.
They'll extend this stuff out to other, and they also used to do it informally. They used to like to carry our DEA badges because we actually carried guns overseas. So if they had a DEA cred, not badge, cred and badge, then they credential, they would be able to show that. And of course, it was authentic because they had a means to make them. But Bush, of course, both Bushes with the CIA, just like Putin, coming through the deep state. But the important thing to understand here is how we can flank them. And Harry is, that's why I think I wanted to have you on to show how if you go for a mainstream thing like Hunter or Hillary or even Ghislaine Maxwell, again, you talk about females running little girls. That's exactly what Ghislaine Maxwell was doing. And that's what you always see. Judas with Jesus, La Culta with Tashunke Witko with Crazy Horse. With my Apache teacher, Apaches beat him and he died from that. It's always from the inside. And so that's important to understand. But there's other two formations here is, so are all your investigators and volunteers overt or are some of them undercover?
No, none of them are undercover. I mean, I don't ask anybody to put their neck out. I'm looking for information. And every once in a while, somebody says, well, I got a tip. Well, I'm not breaking news. So I can't, unless I can verify it, I just refuse to write the story. There's enough public information that I use to keep me busy. And if I'm unable to verify it, which is 90% of the time, and I just don't run the story, even though it may be true. That's for other people to write about and put their opinions out. I try to stick to the nuts and bolts primary sources, and the primary sources are federal court records, the evidence in the case. It's also what people say in the press releases of the corporations and the Justice Department and the federal government agencies that are involved in that case. There's a treasure trove of information. One of them was that FBI press release on the promotion of Robert E. Hughes III. And another one was a press release in 1998 by Robert Mueller that said the CIA, now the FBI reports to the CIA.
Yeah.
Right on the doggone website.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mueller and Comey worked together and were protege. One was protege of the other. And the first line of the Mueller report was false, which was that the Russians hacked the DNC. The CrowdStrike never gave the servers over. They didn't even sign the final report. So that's how much they've been gotten away with. So they have lied and perjured themselves for so long that they can get away with it. And judges, you know, when the FISA warrants come out, if there were real judges, that should have made a difference. They haven't. But then they can't necessarily convict everybody because they couldn't falsely convict me. They couldn't falsely convict Trump. They couldn't falsely convict.
They sure Clinton. Tried.
They sure tried. Yeah. And maybe in another decade, they will be able to. But because we're flanking them on state levels, and coming at them from ancillary cases that then tie in. And once you, and this is why, by the way, because I've been to trial. You know, I was a criminal investigator in 1811, a senior special agent, GS-13, step 7 with the DA. So I've put guys in jail for 30 years for 21 USC 841A1, which is possession with intent to distribute, whether it's cocaine or marijuana. I worked a little bit of heroin, not much, no fentanyl. But once you go to trial, then other stuff can be introduced. That's why you don't see Hillary's case going to trial or Hunter's going to trial, because once you open that door, then other evidence can be introduced. And then you've got real problems. And also precedent is then established with the way that's decided. So they just cover it up. You know, when they threw me off the radio station, I filed my little small claims thing, never heard back from the court. Of course, that's when the podcast blew up. So they, if they had been intelligent, they would have just kept me on my little radio station where I had maybe 1,500 to 3,000 listeners. And now, you know, it went much bigger. And that's how we are going to win this. And that's how we are going to restore our republic. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And so what about, what else you want to talk about? You want to talk about the Clintons and Fauci or what?
That's well, all coming out. Fauci pretty hard. I got a kick out of these Fauci emails that were released through public records requests. I covered this Fauci thing 2 or 3 years ago. I had a video that Georgetown University produced back in 2016 in January before Trump took office. And Fauci says it's a 55-minute speech. So I didn't edit it. I put it on right in the first minute. Fauci says, Trump will be hit by a pandemic. And it got worse. If you just put brassballs.blog and put Fauci treaty and WHO, World Health Organization, you'll see the particular email that I posted, but it's from WikiLeaks. And he's connected like this with Hillary on global health matters. And what, I didn't say that, Fauci did to Cheryl Mills, who's the chief of staff for Obama, and also did a lot of work for Hillary Clinton. And that's the particular email that I had posted probably 2, could be even 3 years ago. So I have no more comment on Fauci. I mean, I don't know why he's still there, except he's also CIA because he got his start through President George Bush Sr. And people would try to fire him, and Bush would come in time and time again to save his job. So,
well, that's kind of like J. Edgar Hoover keeping files on everybody as well. The intelligence organizations have gotten totally wild and out of control. And by the way, so the Clinton Foundation is siloed completely from the Bush foundations, right? This is just what they,
right,
what these power families do, is they create these fake charities and then run, and then money launder them through. And really, I mean, it's the Republicans, the rhinos, that we should really be more righteously enraged with, because the Dems, they've sold us out, and they sell us out openly, but the rhinos hypocritically have sold us out as well. But this is how we can go about getting them legally, by flanking them through these smaller cases, by focusing on great investigative journalists like Harry and figuring out where that then goes and take that back. Because when these cases happen and these things get introduced, then all of a sudden they don't necessarily know everything that's included in that. And that's how you can get to somebody. And this is how you can take back the government of your state, which is what we're going to have to do. You know, we voted Trump in, and Trump won. And so then the deep state came in and just shut the elections down. And now the they call it the great lie that there's false information. All the voting machines shut down. It's very obvious what they're doing, but they're not going to be able to control 50 states plus hundreds of other cases as these pop up. They just don't have the resources to do it.
Jeff, you mentioned in the show the Team Ohio people. I need some help on a case that involves our governor, Michael DeWine. I ran a story back in June where he's involved in child trafficking in Haiti. And he uses a charitable foundation that he controls out of Massachusetts called, I think it's called Hands Together. So if people put on a internet search, Brass Balls, and then use a period, blog, brassballs.blog, and put down Mike DeWine, Haiti, it'll all come up. And basically, it's just a way that he funnels money to his family and to other political candidates and organizations through the sale of children. And guess who had an office in Haiti? European adoption consultants. Guess which federal court judges have adopted children from Haiti? Chief Justice John Roberts.
Ah.
And also Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
Ah. Now,
the State Department and the defense attorneys admit that European adoption consultants were the largest international adoption agency in the world. Now, do I have proof that these judges use this particular agency out of Strongsville, Ohio, to do this type of work? No. But boy, it sure does smell, and it smells all the way from Washington, D.C. to where I live in Cleveland, Ohio.
So what district, what federal district is that?
For which one?
For Ohio.
For which case?
Well, it's a federal, like out here, Arizona to San Francisco, it's the 9th district.
This is the Northern District. Northern District of Ohio for European adoption consultants. So those are the cases that go from Toledo to Cleveland down to Akron and Canton, Ohio to Youngstown. So it's really like the northern part that of the state that border all the way to Ashtabula, which is the corner of right on Lake Erie. That's right next to Pennsylvania. So it's so called the Northern District of Ohio, and it's Cleveland Federal Court.
So if that case went to the Supreme Court, then Amy Coney Barrett and Roberts would have to recuse themselves, or should anyway, at least.
This case will never go to the Supreme Court. They only handle between 35 and 40 cases a year. And this is an opinion. This is an opinion. You know, I went to law school for a couple of years. I'm not an attorney, but I filed Supreme Court cases since law school, which, when did I start? It's 1973. The Supreme Court isn't that big of a deal. It's the district courts that are on the front lines of these cases, and the particular appeals courts. You can go online and get the calendars of the Supreme Court. Half the year, they don't have anything scheduled. I'm not saying there are nothing, because I know better. There's hundreds of cases that they sift through. But how many – they got 200-300 cases to go through in an hour or two. How much effort did they put into going through each one of those cases when they dump 300 cases and say, no, we're not going to do it. We're going to send it back to the appeals court. So the real guts of our court system, besides our state and local courts, are the federal district courts. I hope that helps.
No, that really helps. That's really important, because that shows where we can focus our efforts. Because you're right. The biggest case of the century, Supreme Court wouldn't hear for the obvious reasons that they were compromised.
Right.
Very clear. So Team America listening, this is the regional intelligence, granular at level, that you can access and work with and decide, you know, what you need to focus on. And just like he was saying with Governor DeWine,
that's right.
DeWine. So, okay, well, thank you so much. That's great. It's brassballs.blog, right? And you're on Patreon at, what's that called?
I don't remember. I mean, I post stuff all the time on there, but it's probably Harry the Greek at Brass Balls dot blog on Patreon. So if you put Patreon, put Harry the Greek or Patreon, brassballs.com, it should come up for you. And I appreciate the financial support, which I appreciate, but also the tips I get from readers, because I get a lot of support and a lot of good story ideas from people who have followed me for the last four, almost 5 years. So I appreciate that very much.
How do they get on your team, your investigative team? How can they get on?
They got my email, my phone number, 440.
Oh, you want to put your phone out? Okay, go ahead. I do. I put out my office phone out. Go ahead.
Yeah, like 440-539-3364. You better have something good for me. Don't just say, I got something, call me back. I'm not calling you back. I'm too busy.
Right.
Yeah, I go through 500 to 200 leads a day.
Yeah.
You know, I only have 3 to 4 hours a day to work on this. Based on the prep time for this show and things, I shouldn't be working for another week. You know, I got to take care of my wife.
But that's kind of like an internship that they would learn from you. If they do have something, then they can actually, and you're giving them work, you know, you have intern, it's kind of like an internship, right? That they can learn how to do it.
And I've got two people now that are working on the Jimmy Haslam case. He's the one that owns the Cleveland Browns. He used to own Pilot Flying J, and he no longer owns that company. He's out. And guess who bought him out? Warren Buffett. And guess who's Warren Buffett's banker is? Byron Trott, whose background was Goldman Sachs. I mean, Jimmy's trunk lines, oil and gas, he's sending all kinds of things. I'm trying to piece together his particular deal with this particular case. I can feel it. I'm unable to prove it. So I've got two people right now, one in Chicago and one in Georgia that are helping me do research. They do a good job. Maybe we find nothing. I need some help. Maybe I'm able to prove it. That means I'll work on something else. But if you have something, tell me what it is. And I want to hear an authoritative source. If you say it's a video, you can listen to 4 to 10 minutes. I'm not listening to it. You tell me why it's so important.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Harry. I really appreciate it. And I've looked at your blog for a long time, but I will pay more attention to it now. And really salute you for the great work.
I salute you and all your people with all your different teams. I can only do so much. I'm doing that with a laptop, a phone, and let's see, what else do I work with? That's pretty much it. And the internet. And God's my search engine. And, you know, Christ is risen. Truly is he is risen. Our Orthodox Christian viewers are celebrating the joyous days of the Ascension after the Easter holiday here. So if I didn't mention that, I'd be in a heap of trouble when I go to church on Sunday. I got Maranatha. That, and I appreciate that, Jeffrey.
Maranatha, the Lord is with us. Thank you, Harry. Thanks so much. Okay, well, that was great. I hope you are absorbing that. If you might need to go back and look at that again, but that is Harry the Greek at brassballs.blog in Ohio, and hopefully that helps Team America and Team Ohio work on things. So fear not, God bless, and keep the faith, and hold fast. We are not always winning, but we will win. Tyrants always fall. Tyrannies always fail. And freedom is never given. It is earned. It is won. It is taken. So take it.